Welcome. Today I have the great honor of doing an interview with my good friend and my colleague, Leila Wahbi. She is the program editor for NATO's Arc of Crisis here at the NATO Association of Canada. Leila, I'd like to take the time to thank you for doing this interview and for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me today. And for all of the listeners tuning in, I'd like for you to start off by telling us more about yourself along with the work that you're currently doing here at the NATO Association of Canada.
Well, thank you very much for having me today, Magdalena. I really appreciate that. Like you had mentioned earlier, I am the current program editor of NATO's Arc of Crisis. I will be entering my final year at the University of Guelph in international development with a specialization in political economy. I'm very excited to be here today.
I want to say that over the past few months, I had an opportunity to see work. And as a former program editor of Global Horizons, I started my internship here at the NATO Association of Canada in September. And over 8 months, I had the privilege of being the program editor of Global Horizons. And then following that, over the past 4 months, I have served as Canada's NATO podcast contributor and outreach coordinator. On top of that, I'm currently working as the project coordinator for our upcoming ATA General Assembly, which is scheduled to take place on the 11th and the 12th of October. I need to mention that over this past year, I had an opportunity to work on a lot of conferences, forums, events, roundtables. I'm going to say this publicly. I was extremely impressed with the work that you did on a panel which took place on August the 17th at University of Toronto's Hart House. You worked on this panel with Adil, who's also going to be featured on the program. And I must say that you successfully organized an event on mass migration and border control, a divide in the EU. You had diplomats, government officials, academics, scholars, students. Everyone there was extremely impressed with the organization of the event. On top of that, the presentation that you delivered was outstanding. So I do want to thank you for all of your work and for putting on such a successful event that people are talking about to this date.
Well, thank you very much. That's honestly very nice to hear. Yes, we were very happy with the turnout of the event, especially on a summer day. I figured people would want to be outside, you know, enjoying the weather. But everyone knows this is an important topic, and it's still occurring. We need to keep the discussion going with this, and it was great to have the turnout that we did. We had from the panel executive director of MSF Canada, Stephen Cornish. We had assistant professor at the University of Guelph, Dr. Edward Koning, with a research interest in politics of immigration in Western Europe, as well as North America. And we also have Mr. Stefano Fantroni. He was acting chargé d'affaires of the EU delegation in Canada. And our audience was very impressed with their discussion, and we had amazing back and forth happening as well with the questions, with a lot of help from our moderator, Dr. Peter Lowen. He's also the executive director at the School of Public Policy and Governance at the University of Toronto. And it was really nice to see many MPs that were interested in this, as well as consulate generals in Toronto that were very fascinated by this topic, because it is still occurring. And we do need to continue having discussion towards finding a solution to this.
And again, a lot of the diplomats that I had an opportunity to engage with during this event all mentioned that not only was the organization and execution of this event a huge success, but that this is an ongoing issue. And this is something that needs to be addressed. It needs to be discussed. People need to engage in dialogue. And the fact that you had government officials, diplomats, MPs, consul generals, and students all discussing and all engaging in dialogue is a great example of the work that we do here at the NATO Association of Canada. We want students to be involved. We want students to ask questions. We want students to have the opportunity to reach out to diplomats, to ask those questions, to have an opportunity to network. And the reason why I feel that this is probably, well, not probably, it is the most successful event that I attended to this date,
oh, wow,
while with the NATO Association of Canada.
Thank you very
is
much for that.
Because, and I've attended many events, so I'm being very blunt right now. The reasoning behind why I think it was the success that it was because you had a great networking opportunity for everyone to take part in. So the students and who attended the event left with many contacts. At the same time, the MPs had other MPs that they, you know, that they had a chance to catch up with. The consul generals, the diplomats, engaged with the MPs. So it was just a huge success, and I want to say that I look forward to working with you in the future. I know that your internship is coming to an end, but for all of the listeners and for all of the viewers and for all of those people out there who have been following your work, do you have any plans of continuing with the NATO Association of Canada? For those who, you know, want to be in touch with you, who look forward to reading your publications, do you plan on perhaps releasing any publications? I know you're going back to school, but perhaps being a research analyst or staying on as a research analyst here would be something that would be beneficial for our audience. So I'm just throwing that out there, Layla.
Yes.
We don't want you to go. We want to keep you.
No. I mean, I definitely do hope to stay on with the NATO Association. I will be going into my final year in Guelph, but I will have the time to continue releasing publications on the NATO Association website, specifically for the NATO's Arc of Crisis program, because that is the one program I felt I'm most passionate about, as it does give me a chance to write about the topics such as in the Middle East and such, and I do hope to continue on and see you from
wonderful
time to time as well.
And I want to say that I'm really looking forward to our upcoming ATA General Assembly. And I appreciate your help because you're the kind of program editor that you help. You're a great team builder, a team worker, and I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of the program editors here. So I really do look forward to working with you on the upcoming ATA General Assembly. And I have to ask this question because over the past few months and over the past year, I've seen new program editors come in every 4 months. And I feel as though this group is probably one of the strongest groups that we've had. So with your experience here, what would you say have been some of the most rewarding aspects associated with working as the program editor for NATO's Arc of Crisis?
Well, that's very kind of you to say. Thank you very much. I think what makes this special internship very enjoyable and what makes us strong as a group is that we get along with each other. We all enjoy each other's company, and we're there to help out one another with any events that are occurring with editing articles, for example. And I think that helps us to build off one another, and we get stronger that way. In terms of the most rewarding aspects at the NATO Association, for me personally, I've really enjoy the fact that I've been able to have publications posted on the website, and I've been able to write my work on there and hopefully have some people that are interested in what I'm saying in terms of these articles. And in the JRFs as well have been quite amazing in also opening up our perspectives into reading their work and giving us a better idea of certain situations and certain conflicts occurring around the world. And I think that's definitely been one of the most rewarding aspects, being surrounded by like-minded people and intellectual individuals. We're able to bounce off ideas and opinions with one another.
I want to mention that all of the program editors here have also had the opportunity to work closely with our president, Julie Lindtaub. And there are so many benefits associated with being a program editor here, because not only are you provided with a chance to engage and to work with like-minded individuals, but you are also provided with a chance to work with Julie Lintow and to work with our Vice President, Doug Knight, who has been a complete pleasure to work with. I've known Doug for a little over a year now, and I can say that it's so refreshing to have someone who genuinely cares about our team. And again, Julie and Doug have been just so fundamental to our team. So I do want to say that I do think that interning here not only helps you release publications and to have your work featured, but it also allows you to network outside of the association. So as a result of putting on conferences, events, and roundtables, the program editors, research analysts, and junior research fellows are given the chance to mingle with diplomats, mingle with government officials, and to have interesting debates and discussions with individuals who, you know, are managing different programs here at the NATO Association of Canada. So for all of our listeners today who have been following your work and who know about your background, I do want to mention that your current studies are in international development with an area of emphasis in political economy and administrative change. So with your experience, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to those who are interested in pursuing a similar field as you?
I think for anyone that's interested in looking into studies in development, the number one piece of advice I can give is experience. Whether it's volunteer experience, whether it's work experience, there are a lot of on-campus groups and organizations that can help, that actually provide trips, like that have field work. And that's the one way that you can go in and test these out, and these volunteer field trips give you a taste of what development work would be like in the future. And I think that that's a great way to kind of see if this is what you would be interested in or not. As well, I'd also say picking up a language, it at the end of the day, it does not matter what it is, as long as you pick up a language that you're interested in, as well as taking advantage of that while you are in your undergrad.
I strongly agree with you. I think having a second language is highly beneficial. It not only allows you to communicate with people who understand that language. With my background, I have a Polish background, and I was born here, but I learned how to speak, read, write Polish, and write Polish before I even knew how to speak English. So as a result of being fluent in Polish, when I went back to Poland with my grandma to visit family and friends and to do a bit of work, I was able to communicate effectively. I think that that's something that's highly beneficial. It's something that helps you develop. And even picking up a new language, it doesn't necessarily even have to be your mother tongue. It can be a new language, you know. So it's definitely something that students and young professionals should look into. And it can only help you in the long term.
Exactly.
So Leila, with that being said, you also completed a semester abroad in Istanbul, Turkey. This is where you focused on religion and secularism in democracy and insurgency. Can you tell our listeners more about your experience completing a semester abroad in Istanbul?
Yes, well, Istanbul was a beautiful city to be able to live in for a few months. While there, I studied at Koç University. I was able to focus more on the Middle East region, which is where my passion currently is. I'm really fascinated by the different conflicts that are occurring there, as it is unique to us. And while there, I tried to focus a little bit more so on terrorism. And the studies were interesting to learn about the different types of insurgent groups, for example, that are there, and also looking at what defines as terrorism through even like different modes of violence. So it's really interesting to go have a chance to be able to go in depth in looking at that. And it was great being in the city, interacting with Turkish students, individuals, around. And my roommates will also always ask to practice their English with me, and also likewise I'd practice my Turkish with them. So it was really great being there and being able to just gain insight on a new perspective and from a different region, and it was really fascinating.
I want to say that I'd love to go to Turkey one day. I know when I went with Julie to Montenegro, our flight was with Turkish Airlines, and that was the best flight that I've ever had the privilege of being on. But definitely traveling to different regions of the world, I want to say that Turkey is certainly on my list, and I'd love to go.
It's definitely beautiful. They say Istanbul is chaos, but it's home. and I think anyone can feel that when they get there, because you're just treated with such amazing hospitality and such huge respect there, and it's beautiful. So much history and culture.
Yes. Leila, I want to ask you to provide your contact information for all of the listeners who are interested in perhaps contacting you. What is the best way to get a hold of you?
So that definitely be through email. My email is leila.s.wabi@gmail.com, and that's the best way.
Leila, thank you so much for doing this interview. It's been a complete pleasure having the opportunity to work with you and to get to know you as a program editor. I have a lot of respect for everything that you've done here at the NATO Association of Canada. You have a bright future ahead of you. And are there any final words you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
Just thank you very much. And if you have any questions regarding the program or the internship or anything, feel free to email me. I'm quite friendly.
Yes. Thank you, Leila.
Thank you very much.